Hi, my name is Eddie.
Hi, my name is Emma.
Hi, my name is Josie.
And you are listening to Check It and Check It Out,
a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Wow, what a great introduction from Eddie, Emma, and Josie. I met them and their mom down at the Bayham Township Public Library in Straffordville. I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out. Catch our show every week at this time at 105.9 DeBrigg, coming to you from Elmer, Ontario. Let's head down right now to Straffordville, where I arranged to meet up with Sarah, Eva, and Anna, three avid readers who borrow books from the Bayham Township Library often. I asked them to pick out some of their favorites. Anna and Eva chose a stack of books about a character by the name of Amelia Bedelia. These are very funny books about a maid who tries to do exactly as she is told. Unfortunately, this causes problems for her and everybody else around her. Anna and Eva are going to tell you about some of Amelia Bedelia's mistakes.
Mrs. Rogers tells her to get the spots out of the inside of her bright pink dress, but she finds the light pink dress that has polka dots on it, and she starts cutting them out.
So she cuts out the little polka dots in the dress instead of getting the stains out of the dress. That is probably going to cause her some problems. What else does she do?
She was supposed to sow the bean seeds into the ground, but instead of that, she took a needle and sewed them into the ground, into the dirt.
Oh, that poor Amelia Bedelia. She means well, but she just can't seem to get it right. All right, what about Eva? Have you got something there that Amelia did that was really crazy?
She was supposed to walk this little girl into her doctor's appointment, but instead of walking her into the appointment, she just carried her.
Let's read this part about what Amelia did when she was helping at the doctor's office. "I will be your help," said Amelia Bedelia. "Good," said the doctor. "Bring in the patients one at a time. Come when I buzz for you." "All right," said Amelia Bedelia. "I can do that." The doctor went into his office. A woman and a girl came in. "Who is the patient?" asked Amelia Bedelia. "Jane," said the woman. "Then I'll take her in," said Amelia Bedelia. She picked Jane up. "Put me down. I can walk," screamed Jane. "Nope," said Amelia Bedelia. "The doctor said to bring you in." And Amelia Bedelia carried Jane into the doctor's office. Okay, so how about we talk about the titles of these books? Eva, what book are you looking at there?
Come Back, Amelia Bedelia.
Anna, what book are you looking at there?
Thank you, Amelia Bedelia.
Okay, and who's the author of these books?
Peggy Parrish.
Okay, Peggy Parrish. So if you're looking for a good books to read, these are an I Can Read book. So they are not really, really hard, but they're not really, really easy either. They're somewhere in between. Books come in all shapes and sizes, and there can be very easy books for beginning readers, or there can be very difficult ones, suitable for more experienced readers. Your friendly neighborhood library has books for all levels of readers. If you are just beginning to read and you still need a little bit of help from somebody, the library has books just like that for you. When you go into the library, ask the friendly library assistant about the I Can Read books. They will show you where they are, and then you can sit down and choose from all kinds of great books that are easy and fun. I'm going to read an Amelia Bedelia book by Peggy Parrish. As Eva and Sarah told us, Amelia Bedelia is always trying her very best to do exactly what she is told, but somehow she makes big mistakes. In the book, Amelia Bedelia, Amelia arrives at a house where she is to work as a maid, but the lady of the house left without talking to her. Instead, she wrote all the things Amelia was to do on a piece of paper. Are you all comfy and snuggled in? Here goes. Amelia Bedelia by Peggy Parrish. Oh, Amelia Bedelia, your first day of work and I can't be here. But I made a list for you. You do just what the list says, said Mrs. Rogers. Mrs. Rogers got into the car with Mr. Rogers and they drove away. My, what nice folks. I'm going to like working here, said Amelia Bedelia. Amelia Bedelia went inside. Such a grand house. These must be rich folks. But I must get to work. Here I stand, just looking, and me with a whole list of things to do. Amelia Bedelia stood there a minute longer. I think I'll make a surprise for them. I'll make lemon meringue pie. I do make good pies. So Amelia Bedelia went into the kitchen. She put a little of this and a pinch of that into a bowl. She mixed and she rolled. Soon her pie was ready. Go into the oven. There, said Amelia Bedelia. That's done. Now let's see what this list says, Amelia Bedelia read. Change the towels in the green bathroom. Amelia Bedelia found the green bathroom. Those towels are very nice. Why change them? She thought. And then Amelia Bedelia remembered what Mrs. Rogers had said. She must do just what the list told her. Well, all right, said Amelia Bedelia. Amelia Bedelia got some scissors. She snipped a little here and a little there, and she changed those towels. There, said Amelia Bedelia. She looked at her list again. Dust the furniture. Did you ever hear of such a silly thing? At my house, we undust the furniture, but to each his own. Amelia Bedelia took one last look at the bathroom. She saw a big box with the words dusting powder on it. Well, look at that, a special powder to dust with, exclaimed Amelia Bedelia. So Amelia Bedelia dusted the furniture. That should be dusty enough. My, how nice it smells. Draw the drapes when the sun comes in, read Amelia Bedelia. She looked up. The sun was coming in. Amelia Bedelia looked at the list again. Draw the drapes? That's what it says. I'm not much of a hand at drawing, but I'll try. So Amelia Bedelia sat right down and she drew those drapes on a big piece of paper. Amelia Bedelia marked off about the drapes. Now what? Put the lights out when you finish in the living room. Amelia Bedelia thought about this a minute. She switched off the lights. Then she carefully unscrewed each light bulb and Amelia Bedelia put the lights out. So those things need to be aired, too, just like pillows and babies. Oh, I do have a lot to learn. And there's a picture of her hanging out all the light bulbs on the clothesline with clothespins. My pie! Exclaimed Amelia Bedelia. She hurried to the kitchen. Oh, just right, she said. She took the pie out of the oven and put it on the table to cool. Then she looked at the list. Measure 2 cups of rice. That's next, said Amelia Bedelia. Amelia Bedelia found 2 cups, and she filled them with rice. And then Amelia Bedelia found a ruler, and she measured those 2 cups of rice. Amelia Bedelia laughed. These folks do want me to do funny things. And then she poured the rice right back into the container. The meat market will deliver a steak and a chicken. Please trim the fat before you put the steak in the icebox, and please dress the chicken. When the meat arrived, Amelia Bedelia opened the bag. She looked at the steak for a long time. Yes, she said, that will do nicely. Trim the fat before you put the steak in the icebox. Amelia Bedelia got some lace and bits of ribbon, and Amelia Bedelia trimmed that fat before she put the steak in the icebox. Now I must dress the chicken. I wonder if she wants a he chicken or a she chicken, said Amelia Bedelia. Amelia Bedelia went right to work. Soon the chicken was finished. The chicken's wearing a nice little pair of pants and a sweater and some little sockies. Amelia Bedelia heard the door open. The folks are back, she said. She rushed out to meet them. Amelia Bedelia, why are all the light bulbs on the line outside? Asked Mr. Rogers. Well, the list just said to put the lights out, said Amelia Bedelia. It didn't say to bring them back in. Oh, I do hope they didn't get aired out too long. Amelia Bedelia, the sun will fade the furniture. I asked you to draw the drapes, said Mrs. Rogers. I did, see, said Amelia Bedelia, and she held up her picture. Then Mrs. Rogers saw the furniture. The furniture, she cried. Did I dust it well enough? Asked Amelia Bedelia. That's such nice dusting powder you have. Mr. Rogers went to wash his hands. I say, he called, these are very unusual towels. Mrs. Rogers dashed into the bathroom. "Oh, my best towels," she said. "Didn't I change them enough?" asked Amelia Bedelia. Mrs. Rogers went to the kitchen. "I'll cook the dinner. Where's the rice I asked you to measure?" "Oh, I put it back in the container, but I remember it measured 4.5 inches, said Amelia Bedelia. "Was the meat delivered?" asked Mrs. Rogers. "Yes," said Amelia Bedelia. "I trimmed the fat, just like you said. It does look nice." Mrs. Rogers rushed to the icebox. She opened it. "Lace! Ribbons? Oh, dear," said Mrs. Rogers. "The chicken? You dressed the chicken?" asked Mrs. Rogers. "Yes, and I found the nicest box to put him in," said Amelia Bedelia. "Box!" exclaimed Mrs. Rogers. Mrs. Rogers hurried over to the box, and she lifted the lid, and there lay the chicken, and he was just as dressed as he could be. Mrs. Rogers was angry. She was very angry. She opened her mouth. Mrs. Rogers meant to tell Amelia Bedelia she was fired. But before she could get the words out, Mr. Rogers put something in her mouth. It was so good, Mrs. Rogers forgot about being angry. "Lemon meringue pie," she exclaimed. "I made it to surprise you," said Amelia Bedelia happily. So right then and there, Mr. and Mrs. Rogers decided that Amelia Bedelia must stay. And so she did. Mrs. Rogers learned to say, "Undust the furniture, unlight the lights, close the drapes," and things like that. Mr. Rogers didn't care if Amelia Bedelia trimmed all his steaks with lace. All he cared about was having her there to make lemon meringue pie. Oh, I have to agree about a lemon meringue pie. There is nothing more delicious than a big slice of pie. Lemon meringue pie. So, there we have Amelia Bedelia. And let me tell you, there are many, many books about Amelia Bedelia and all of her different adventures. And she never really changes. She's always trying her best, and she's always, always making such crazy mistakes. Now, we're going to go back to the BAM Public Library and meet up with Sarah. I also have a little stack of books here. Actually, it's a pretty big stack of books. And they are from a series called Animal Ark. And Sarah is going to tell us a little bit about these books. Sarah, can you tell me why you like these Animal Ark books?
Mostly because I'm really into animals, and I'm really into mysteries, and they all have mysteries.
Oh, mysteries. So can you just read me some of the titles there that you have?
Cats at the Campground, Raccoons on the Roof, Bears in the Barn, Cult in the Cave, and Dog in the Dungeon.
One of Sarah's favorite from the Animal Ark series is Fool in the Fog, and here she is telling you a little bit about it.
There is a horse, and there is the owner of a horse, and the owner and her father got into a car accident the one day when they were bringing the foal home, and the foal got loose, and they found him in the bog.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I don't think I've laughed enough. My funny bone is complaining. Here's our joke for tonight. Would you like some Egyptian lemon meringue pie? What's Egyptian lemon meringue pie? You know, the kind Mummy used to make. Check It In, Check It Out wouldn't be possible without the generous support of the Elgin County Public Library, the Trillium Foundation, and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. Thanks to the girls who helped out tonight. Thanks to the folks at Radio DeBrigg who make sure our show comes on every Monday and Wednesday. And most of all, thank you for tuning in and listening. We love it when you do. Have a wonderful week, and don't forget, get yourself down to the library and sign up for the summer reading program. Fun, games, and prizes to help you make this the best summer ever. I'm Julie Berry. Join me next week, same time, same place. It's all about the library, my friends. Check it in, check it out.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ik hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ik ben Mary Ham, and ik schof by the Elmer Library. We hunt in a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye van forn, de zand ola nu oop. De oopner stun zand on the library dairn to zijn. Gikan afun nendot funama as fif eint ning zastroi eint eint fire zas null extension eint null ning van jut noch mehr information fehlt. Bitte kump nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum junt and unifamilia mat halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.